Now, Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has failed to appear before an anti-corruption court. The government body had summoned Khan regarding investments in a university trust that he and his wife run. A large number of police was deployed around his residence in Lahore on Wednesday. The 70-year-old veteran politician has said police were preparing to detain him again. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ruled his arrest last week was illegal. His detention sparked violent protests across the country. Let's go live to Lahore, where we can speak now to Al Jazeera's Osama bin Javed, who is standing by, I believe, you're outside Imran Khan's residence. What can you tell us about what is happening there?
That is true. We are here at the Imran Khan residence, Zaman Park, as it is known, where Imran Khan has been inside. This is where he tweeted that he is going to be detained one more time by the police. As we've heard from the police, the deadline for him to hand over what the police calls are terrorists has expired. And we're shortly going to hear from police officials who are expected to arrive here. There's more media here than Imran Khan supporters, unlike previous times, as we saw hundreds of Imran Khan supporters had gathered here and they wanted to stop the police from arresting him. The police says that it does not want to arrest Imran Khan, but it wants him to hand over those people who were involved in the violence on May the 9th, where not just public buildings and government installations were set on fire, but also ambulances and schools were torched. And the government on its part has said that it believes that it was a strategy by the leadership of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party, led by Imran Khan, to attack these installations. Imran Khan says this is a conspiracy. It's not really the case, where they have been actually instigated by other actors, including some people from the security agency. So another high drama political saga. As you can see, we're expecting the police to come and speak here shortly. All the media is here. The roads leading to Zaman Park have been blockaded. The government wants to go after all of those people with civilian and military courts. Rights workers are concerned that this is going to be trample on people's rights to be tried in military courts. But also worth noting is the number of leaders who have been arrested from Imran Khan's party, and also a few coming out in the last 24 hours saying that do not want to belong to a political party which attacked the state.
Okay, thank you for that update. Al Jazeera's Osama bin Javed speaking to us there outside Imran Khan's residence in Lahore.